We're not going to wait for this formulation of this investment program, but we will continue implementing quick wins through in capacity development and regulatory harmonization project through grants, actually. And we implemented, and actually we are implementing some cross-border economic zone between Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, and some other, like the operationalization, which I know how to pronounce now, actually, of ETIR transit systems with ECE, and some digital sustainable trade facilitation initiatives also, maritime connectivity, and accession to the WTO, actually. So this is like we are anticipating this investment program to be ready by next year, sometime, I think, by the fourth quarter of next year. That's all from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nazar, for shedding light from IDV and your Central Asian Connectivity Program. I think that very much is in line with, at least with what we are trying also to do with the EATL. And hopefully that gives you parameters in order to make the right bankability decisions. Any questions at this moment in time for our banking experts that have joined us this afternoon for your discussion? That is highly appreciated. Thank you very much for your time. I think that you shared some financing and funding insights into this more technical body of work and think tank within the UNECE. I think also with your help and cooperation, we can bridge those gaps, because we are looking at pragmatic solutions. So no signs up, so I will push forward. Being a ruthless chair, I fully know that. I have deprived you of a coffee break. However, the good news is, or good news, it's bad news. I've already told the secretariat to step onto it. Roel has spotted that the coffee machines, the coffee vending machines, have disappeared from the first floor. So even if you had a coffee break, you wouldn't have been able to buy coffee. So there you go. So not all lost. So we will see what happens tomorrow, whether we have to bring our own coffee. But I would like to push forward.